Mission to Mars. Have you ever wondered why humans haven't landed on Mars yet? So far, the USA has sent 5 rovers to Mars. Now, many people are asking the question, when will humans land on the red planet? For the past few months, NASA's Perseverance has been exploring the surface of the planet, and one of its jobs is to check the suitability of Mars for human life. NASA expects it will probably be the end of the 2030s before we see a person on Mars. However, other experts think it could take a lot longer. NASA has been planning to put humans on Mars for a long time without success. Mars is about 140 million miles from Earth, so any journey from Earth to Mars will be a long one, and astronauts will be exposed to radiation for several months. If a human is exposed to too much radiation, there is a risk of cancer. There are other health risks too. If an astronaut gets ill on the journey... You have recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Let me help you understand what this means. Parkinson's disease occurs when nerve cells in the area of the brain that controls movement become impaired, which may lead to cell death. When these cells are healthy, they produce a chemical called dopamine. When these cells are damaged, they produce less dopamine. Dopamine is an important chemical that is involved in regulating and coordinating movement. Parkinson's disease occurs due to low levels of dopamine in the brain. Without sufficient dopamine, the brain is unable to transmit signals to correctly coordinate movement. Parkinson's disease also causes a loss of nerve endings that produce norepinephrine, the main chemical messenger of the sympathetic nervous system, which controls the fight or flight response. Low levels of norepinephrine cause symptoms such as fatigue or irregular blood pressure. It is not known exactly what causes the nerve cells to die, but possible explanations include a genetic disposition, exposure to toxins, pesticides or herbicides, or repeated head trauma.